Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program, Explorations. Today we tell about some of the major space stories of the past year. We begin with the landing of two American vehicles that were sent to explore the surface of the planet Mars.
On January 3, 2004, the United States successfully landed the first of two exploration vehicles on Mars. The device is named Spirit. It landed safely, on target, in an area of Mars called the Gusev Crater. Exactly 3 weeks later, a similar exploration rover, named Opportunity, landed almost halfway around the planet in an area called Meridiani Planum. Both vehicles began sending back exciting information. The information included extremely good photographs. NASA officials announced that anyone who could link with the Internet communication system could see the new photographs taken by the rovers.
Very quickly, millions of people began linking with NASA to see the photographs. NASA announced a new record. On February 19th, NASA reported it had received more than 6,000 million hits to its Internet website. A hit is recorded for every piece of information a computer user receives from a website. All these hits were to see the NASA photographs taken by the two Mars exploration vehicles, Spirit and Opportunity. On March 3rd, scientists at the American Space Agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, again received exciting news from Mars. Opportunity had sent back good evidence that liquid water once was an important part of the environment of Mars. Earlier this month, both Spirit and Opportunity sent back more evidence of water on Mars. One scientist said it was the best evidence of water yet received from the rovers. NASA scientists have said the evidence of water suggests that life may have once been possible on the red planet.
Both the Spirit and Opportunity rovers continue to send back valuable information. They have done so for almost 1 year now. That is well past the planned working life NASA scientists expected of the two rovers. Spirit has had some problems with its right front wheel. NASA experts have solved this problem by driving the rover backwards and not using that wheel. Opportunity also continues to send back huge amounts of information about the surface of Mars. NASA officials say Opportunity continues to work as well now as it did the day it landed on the red planet.
On July 1st, the Cassini-Huygens spacecraft arrived at the planet Saturn. It flew into orbit from below the famous rings that circle the planet. It reached Saturn after almost 7 years. It had traveled more than 3,000 million kilometers through space. It did not take long for Cassini to start making discoveries. Cassini took photographs of Saturn's giant moon, Titan, in its first few days of orbit. These photographs provide details of Titan's surface that had never been seen before. NASA officials said the photographs showed Titan has a thick atmosphere that usually looks white in photographs. However, Cassini has special cameras that can see through the giant moon's atmosphere to study the surface. These photographs show very unusual features. NASA officials said it will take a great deal of study to understand the surface of Titan.
The study of Titan is one of the major goals of the Cassini-Huygens flight. The exploration of Titan is exciting for many scientists. Titan is very large, even larger than the planets Mercury and Pluto. Scientists are very interested in Titan because it is the only known moon in our solar system to have an atmosphere. Plans call for Cassini to make more than 70 orbits around Saturn. 45 of these will include passing close to Titan. On December 24th, the Huygens part of the Cassini-Huygens spacecraft separated from the larger spacecraft. The Huygens instrument is expected to enter the atmosphere of Titan on January 14th. It will descend to the surface of the huge moon by parachute. NASA scientists hope the Huygens instrument will provide more information about Titan.
On April 21st, a Russian Soyuz 8 space vehicle linked up with the International Space Station. The Soyuz space vehicle delivered Commander Gennady Padalka and Science Officer Mike Fink. They became the 9th International Space Station crew. For 6 months, the two men lived and worked on the International Space Station. Science Officer Fink completed 100% of the 24 research experiments that had been planned for his stay on the station.
During their mission, cosmonaut Padalka and astronaut Fink received two Russian Progress cargo supply ships. They also left the safety of the station four times to work in space. Their work in space included gathering test materials that had been in space for more than 2 years. They placed radio equipment and new navigation equipment needed for the arrival of the European Automated Transfer Vehicle next year. The unmanned space vehicle will carry equipment and supplies from Earth to the International Space Station.
International Space Station crew number 10 arrived in October, a few days before Commander Padalka and Science Officer Fink returned to Earth. They are American Commander Leroy Chow and Russian flight engineer Salyjan Sharipov. They are to prepare the space station for the arrival of the first space shuttle to visit the station since the space shuttle Columbia accident.
Not all of the news from space during the past year was good news. On September 8th, a spacecraft named Genesis entered Earth's atmosphere high above the western United States. It was traveling at speeds of more than 11 kilometers a second. The spacecraft was supposed to deploy a parachute at almost 30 kilometers above the surface of the Earth. The device failed, and the parachute was not deployed. The $260 million spacecraft crashed in the desert in the state of Utah. It hit the ground at a speed of more than 300 kilometers an hour. It hit so hard that it buried itself half underground. The Genesis spacecraft had been in an orbit almost 1.5 million kilometers from the Earth for the past 3 years. Its purpose was to collect extremely small pieces of material from the Sun. Some of the material weighs no more than a few grains of salt.
At first, scientists who were working with Genesis believed it had been destroyed in the crash. However, in October, they reported finding a large amount of material within the Genesis scientific collectors. This material was gathered from deep space. The NASA Genesis team says the material will provide information about the beginning and development of our solar system.
On December 8th, NASA completed placing the three main engines in the Space Shuttle Discovery. The work was completed at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in the state of Florida. NASA is preparing the Shuttle Discovery for its return to flight program. Plans call for Discovery to be ready for launch in May 2005. Discovery and its 7-person crew will fly to the International Space Station. One of the main tasks for the crew will be to test new flight safety plans. These tests will include inspecting the space shuttle and testing methods to repair possible damage. The new safety measures were the result of the accident that destroyed the space shuttle Columbia and its crew on February 1st, 2003. That accident was caused by safety problems and damage to the Columbia during its launch.
NASA officials say returning the Space Shuttle Discovery to flight is the first step in renewing human exploration of space. NASA hopes the flight of Discovery will be the first of many attempts to reach new exploration goals. Two of these goals are returning to the Moon and flying humans to the surface of Mars and returning them safely.
This program was written by Paul Thompson. It was produced by Mario Ritter. Our studio engineer was Kelvin Fowler. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week for another Explorations program in VOA Special English.